We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parsha Shoftim. And in the midst of all the mitzvahs and all the different directives of the Parsha, towards the end of the Parsha, the Torah begins to give us the halachos of war, going out to battle. These are halachos that will continue in the coming Parshos as well. What's most striking is as the Jewish army was getting ready to go out to battle, the Shotrim, the officers, would come and would make a series of announcements. And specifically, they would go ahead and identify people who were exempt from going out to battle. Why were they exempted? On a simple level, the common denominator amongst all of the exemptions was distraction. In order for the soldier to be effective, in order for the soldier to be part of a cohesive fighting unit, he has to be singularly focused on the battle, on the mission, on the war. And anything which would distract the soldier is not only an impediment or a detriment to the soldier, but also to the entire fighting cohort. So as such, anyone who had significant life distractions was pretty much sent home. The Torah in future parashas goes through them in greater detail, but in this week's parasha, the Torah writes as follows. This is in Parakhoth Pasakhas, chapter 20, verse 8. Vayasu ha-shotrim ladabre ala'am. The shotrim spoke to the nation and they said, Mi ha-ish ha-yorei v'rach ha-levav. Who is the person who is afraid and soft of heart? Yelech v'yashuv l'beisav. He should go back home. V'lo yimas es levav echav kilavavo. And he should not literally melt the heart of his brothers along with his heart. So again, on a basic level, and this is the way Rabbi Akiva understands this pasuk, is the Torah is telling us if someone is scared, not everybody is cut out for battle, not everybody is cut out for war. So if someone is literally scared of confronting an enemy, scared of fighting, scared of war, go back home. Go back home because fear is infectious. Fear spreads. And if you're afraid of battle, you're going to spread that fear to your fellow fighters as well. So therefore, better just to go back home. But Rashi quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, no. This is not fear of simple mortality. This is not fear of battle. This is not fear of conflict, armed conflict, but rather, Hayore me averos shebiyado. We're talking about a person who is fearful of the averos in his hand. So according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the person who's afraid is afraid that maybe he has sins. He has averos. And therefore, again, because he's going to be putting himself, the makom sakon, in a place of danger, perhaps he does not have the requisite merit to save himself from that danger. And worse, he has sins. Those sins are a detriment. Those sins are a peckle. They're like a burden that sits on his shoulders. He's afraid to go out to battle because of the sins that he has committed. Okay? And therefore, again, we just tell this person, no problem, go back home. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh makes an interesting observation. He says, why does Rabbi Yossi HaGlili say that he's afraid of averos shebiyado, that he's afraid of the averos in his hand? Let it just say that he's afraid of his averos. Well, again, I understand. I know that I have a bit of a checkered past. I know that I've done things wrong, and I'm afraid of going out to battle lest I be confronted with the sins of my past. So I'm going to go back home. But Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says he's afraid not just of averos, not just of sins, but of averos shebiyado, sins in his hand. What's the pshat? What does that mean? And the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. The Baal Shem Tov quotes the beautiful Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says that if a man goes out and says to a woman, Hare at mikudeshes li, al menas shani tzadik gomer, become married to me, become betrothed to me on the condition that I am a completely righteous man, a tzadik gomer, not just a little tzadik, not a kleiner tzadik, you know, but a tzadik gomer, a real tzadik. So what's the halacha? She's mikudeshes. She is betrothed to him, afilu rasha gomer, even if the guy is a complete rasha, he's terribly evil. Why? Shemehir her tshuva bedaito. Because perhaps he had thoughts of tshuva. So you see from here that a person could do tshuva. Person, even if a person is a rasha gomer, even if a person is totally wicked, they have the ability, even through the process of cognition, to begin a comprehensive cathartic process of change. But says the Baal Shem Tov, that's true with general averus. If I've sinned in the past, and then I go ahead and I decide to make a change. I decide I just want to be someone different. I haven't even changed anything yet in my behaviors or my lifestyle. I've just experienced a cognitive change. I want to be a different person. I want to live a different life. I want to go in a different direction. That change in cognition in and of itself affects a level of tshuva. But there's an exception. And the Baal Shem Tov writes, he says, but if a person holds on to the averos shebiyado, if a person, the Baal Shem Tov writes, hainu, gneva, gzela, chidoma, she'ein tshuva mo'ila ad shiratzes havero v'yachzor liyado es asher chayiv lo. So the Baal Shem Tov understands that level of cognitive tshuva works. But if, let's say, again, you stole and you have a stolen object in your hand, obviously a change of cognition doesn't do anything. You have to give back. You have to give back that which you have stolen. But then the Mashanta takes it a step further. And he says, sometimes in life, we want to do tshuva. I want to change, but I'm unwilling to let go of certain things. And because I'm unwilling to let go of those things, I cannot experience comprehensive change. And this happens all the time. This happens to all of us. This happens to me, it happens to you. I know what I need to change. And I even know how to change it. I know what has to get done in order for me to be the person I am truly capable of becoming. I know what I have to do in order to fully self-actualize. But there are just things in life that I'm unwilling to let go of. Maybe it's aspects of my lifestyle. Maybe it's forms of recreation. Maybe it's different personality traits. Maybe it's friends who have been my friends for an entire lifetime, even though they're not the right influence. So I know what I have to do, but I'm holding things in my hand that I'm unwilling to let go of. And sometimes it's even more than that. Sometimes we hold on to anger, to animosity. Sometimes people hurt us, people betray us, people undermine us. And I'm so angry, and rightfully so. And I'm filled with rage, and I'm filled with animosity, and sometimes I'm even filled with the desire to take revenge. And maybe even rightfully so, because I've been significantly hurt or aggrieved. I'm holding on to it, and I'm not willing to let go. Well, if you're not willing to let go of certain things, then understand that stunts your growth and prevents you from self-actualizing. See, there are averos, and there are averos shebiyado. We all sin. But the incredible part about sin, the incredible part is that even if you sin, you can let go of that, move forward, even before you change anything in your lifestyle. Just a change of mindset, just a change of outlook, just a change of cognition, a cognitive change could affect the level of tshuva. But if you're unwilling to let go of stuff, if you're unwilling to let go of the things which hold you back, if you're unwilling to let go of the negative influences, if you're unwilling to let go of the negative midos, if you're unwilling to let go of the things that hold you back, of the avero shebiyado, then you can't go anywhere in life. So says the Baal Shem Tov, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Mi ha'ish hayoy v'rach ha'levav. Who is the person who is fearful? Fearful of what? Says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, me averos shebiyado. Not me averos, because think about this, right? Imagine if you could go home from war because you committed an avera, there's no army left. There's no army left. Everybody has sinned. So it can't be that there's a license to go home if you've committed averos. It's averos shebiyado. Are you the kind of person who is still steeped in sin because you're unwilling to let go of the things that are tethering you to your present? If that's the case, go home. Because you're not going anywhere in life. You are unprepared, you are ill-prepared for the battles of life. You will not be successful in the war of life. So you may as well just pack it up, go home, and settle down for a lifetime of mediocrity. What a profound lesson. The fact that we've committed averus, that doesn't hold me back. Because even if I've committed an avera, if I try to betroth the woman, amanas shani tzadik gomer, even if I'm a rasha, it's okay. I could change, because shemei hear her bedaito. The moment I shift my outlook, the moment I shift my perspective, the moment I begin to look at myself and look at life differently, is the moment that everything changes. Everything changes. But if you're unwilling to let go of the things that are holding you back, you can't go out to battle. You can't go out to war. You can't fight for success in life. So my dear friends, today, Erev Shabbos, Hilag Erev Shabbos, Aleph Elul, the first day of Elul, 40 days until Yom Kippur. 40 days, just like the gestational period of a fetus, Chazal tell us. For the first 40 days, the fetus is nothing, right? It's Maya Ba'alma, it's just water. But after 40 days, you become something. These are the 40 days. We're in the womb of Elul. We're in the womb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the ability to make of ourselves something. But we have to identify, of course, our averos, but more importantly, biyado. What are the things that I'm holding in my hand? What are the things that are holding me back that I've been unwilling to release? Let me find the courage to let it go. Let go of the friends that are holding you back. Let go of the lifestyle that's holding you back. Let go of the forms of entertainment that are holding you back. Let go of the character traits, midos. Let go of the feelings that are holding you back. Let go of the broken relationships that are holding you back. Let go. Open your hand and let them go. And the moment that you do, you will be prepared for the battle of life. You will be prepared to go out to war. You'll be prepared to fight for your victories. You'll be prepared to accomplish something great. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a good Chodesh.